Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think that what they're doing in way of performance is better than their on-paper product. It's better than the production I'd anticipate based on the personnel that they've got.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was an all-health situation, yeah, I could see them performing at the level they have. But again, you've been without both your corners at different times. You've been without one of your top three outside linebackers, three of your best defensive linemen. You've now lost Mason Foster, an inside linebacker. The other guy who replaced him picks off a pass and finishes with eight tackles and an inspiring performance when your defense gives up 12 points on the road in Seattle. So I can't give them higher than a C plus, and I can't go to the B range above average because there have been too many games where they have not been able to get off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when the offense is moving, they can't get back to having the football because Kansas City, Dallas, Philadelphia, they just have the ball all drive long, all quarter long with three straight drives. They go 10, 11, and 12 plays. And they do a pretty good job getting people to the ground, making short tackles. On third and six, you're giving up seven or eight. On second and six, you're giving up five to set up a third and short. And so it's not huge 40, 50, 60-yard gains, chunk yards, but it's long, sustained drives that take 6 and 7 game minutes. And before you know it, over the span of over halftime, carrying over into the third quarter, it's been an hour and 15 minutes since Kirk Cousins got a snap from Chase Roullier. Yeah.
So remember last year, the third down defense was historically bad. And again, it's not just me saying, oh my God, hey, it was pretty
bad. It was the worst ever.
It was one of the worst of all time. Their third and long defense really was the worst ever assembled. This year, they're 20th, or tied for 19th with Buffalo. They're right in a decent spot. And third and long, they've been a lot better than they were last year. It's been more normal. Early on this season, remember, they had a couple third and longs they gave up, and it was, oh my God, here we go again with this crap. But they've been reasonable over the course of this year on third down defense. But still, 19th or 20th in the league. In terms of sack percentage, turnover percentage, everything about them is ranked in the teens. Some higher teens, some lower teens, but on almost every metric, whether it's rush average against, net yards per pass attempt, pressure percentage, turnover percentage, as I alluded to, sack percentage, et cetera, pressure percentage, it's all right there in the middle of the pack. That's good.
This goes back to really one of your adages, which was just don't be dead last, right?
Right.
Remember how many times last year we said, just don't be 30th, 32nd. Be 17th. Be even 21st.
Right.
Because 21st has some days where you're 12th and some days where you might be closer to 30th.
Okay, you could play well today, like you did against Seattle, for example.
Exactly. You got a shot to do that. Let's go to Chin in Potomac. What's going on? How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. You guys are going to think I'm smoking crack, but I actually think this is one of the most talented defenses in the NFL in terms of personnel. You have Preston Smith, who's a new guy, Ioannidis, who's a new guy, in terms of how good they are. You have Ryan Kerrigan that's healthy. You have, obviously, one of the best corners in the league in Josh Norman. Rashad Breeland is playing in kind of the top third NFL level. The safeties are very good with Swearinger, and Zach Brown is also the top third. I just think this team has mental hang-up from being so bad last year. They can't possibly be that good at first now, but I would not be surprised if the second half of the season, this defense is in the top five in the NFL, believe it or not.
Wow, that would surprise me. I don't think you're smoking crack, but I do think you're maybe overvaluing some of the Redskins' young guys that are playing well.
Yeah,
Preston Smith
bullish.
As an example.
Yeah.
24 years old, right? He's played well. We're happy for him. He's not that new. He's in his third season, and he hasn't missed a game. So this is 2.5 years of a career now where he's pretty good. He's got the same number of sacks right now that he had all of last season, 4.5. Most of those, by the way, came in the first four games of the year. He does not have a sack in the last 3 weeks. So you need him to start more consistently getting to the quarterback. For the record, I actually thought he had a really strong first half against Seattle.
I thought he was good. Russell Wilson escaped him a couple times.
Absolutely. So that's an example where sacks aren't the end-all be-all. He's also played the run really well. I think he's given you something. By the way, I wanted to point this out, so maybe this is the time to do it. Minnesota at home last year, the matchup that's coming up, that was the game Preston Smith won for the Redskins, if you remember. It was one of his only huge games of the year. He had an interception.
Was that the one-handed interception game?
One-handed interception, and they get a sack in the game as well. But he may have been the most important player. Might as well have been Preston Smith Day.
Right.
So maybe he could turn the clocks back to 2016 with the Vikes in town again. But he has played well. Ioannidis has been awesome. One of the most talented defenses in the league. I think they've got some nice players. They don't have the high-end superstar elite talent. Ryan Kerrigan, as an example, he's a Pro Bowler every year. Is he ever going to get you 18 sacks, you know, like a guy like Von Miller could, or Justin Houston or Calais Campbell in a great season? No. Now, I'm not going to knock Ryan Kerrigan for that.
Yeah, I don't blame you for not being a Hall
of Famer.
Of
all time, and he's going to be a Redskins Hall of Famer. But I think Norman is probably the one guy you'd say is one of the three, four best on a good day players at his position in the league. Zach Brown is playing at that level. He was an all-pro in Buffalo in the past, last year, second-team all-pro.
Mm-hmm.
He might be an all-pro again this year.
Got a shot at it.
Norman, Brown, Kerrigan, it's kind of those three guys in their own tier and then everybody else.
And so, but if the point is they're more talented than they were last year, oh, sign me up for that. I'll stand in that line right now and wait out the rest of my day. But in terms of elite upper-end stuff, I mean, they're not the Vikings, the Jaguars, the Broncos, or you know the Panthers, guys like Luke Kuechly and stuff. I would say, if you look specifically at the defensive line, it's a, well, this is neat that they're doing this with this group, but it's this group, if that makes sense. I mean, with all due respect to guys like Anthony Lanier, McGee, McClain, you know, fifth-rounder in Ioannidis, who's been a bull in a china shop for them a bunch of times. It's not as if this is one of those Philadelphia Eagles-style, super-talented groups where you're just trotting in hockey shifts of first-line guys that are killing people. They've been punching above their weight class an awful lot. I give them credit for that, but in terms of overall talent, I think you need two or three more years of early draft picks panning out on the defensive side of the football as it's been shirked for so long as they just kind of kept doing other things, either not having a pick or using it on something else.
Wiz played last night, lost. Caps played last night, lost. Redskins news coming out of the park this morning. We'll cover it all in your Beltway Blitz. Three teams in town you care the most about. Comes your way at the top of the hour at noon next, right here on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.